This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Here's your cruise news for Monday, September 12th.
Well, the Disney Wish has only just joined the Disney Cruise Line fleet, and already the company is rolling out details about their next ship. During this weekend's D23 Expo in Anaheim, California, it was revealed that the sixth ship to join the fleet will be named Disney Treasure. Although details were scant, the park did say it was going to be designed to celebrate Walt's love for adventure. It was also revealed that the Grand Hall, the AKA Atrium, would be inspired by Aladdin and feature a statue of Aladdin and Jasmine riding that magic carpet. There's no word yet on where the ship will homeport, let alone itineraries, but Disney Treasure is expected to begin sailing in 2024.
And Norwegian Cruise Line will be returning to Baltimore for a few sailings in the fall of next year. As first reported by Cruise Industry News, Norwegian Sky will do two sailings in September of next year, a 10-day and an 11-day trip, both ending in Quebec City in Canada. The rest of the year, you'll find Sky sailing a variety of itineraries from Miami between 3 and 15 nights. Interestingly, the ship is slated to return to Baltimore in September of 24 for a one-time sailing, 11 days up to Canada. And we turn now to the port of Nassau, Bahamas, where we're currently broadcasting for a construction update on the new cruise terminal. After 3 years in the making, the port redevelopment project only has just a few months left until completion. The cruise berths are wrapped up, with the final touches being put on the covered walkways between the docks, along with the main covered walkway from the docks to the new cruise terminal. A staging area for tour boats like Catamaran Tours and the Blue Lagoon Island Tour is also set up at a dedicated spot on the pier. The shopping market and excursion booths are also taking shape, with the structures built and only needed to be outfitted. Construction is expected to be completed by the end of this year, with the new markets, a guest security center, a 3,500-seat amphitheater, and a museum to be opened by early next year. The redevelopment project cost a total of $300 million, which included dredging the harbor, new cruise ship docks, a cruise terminal, and eating and shopping facilities. An estimated 3.7 million cruise passengers filter through Nassau, Bahamas each year in over 1,200 cruise ship calls. Gotta say, it's looking nice around here. And cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 3%, 10.40. Royal Caribbean up 4.6%, 47.25. And Norwegian up 1.7%, 14.60. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here in Nassau, Bahamas, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.